This is Dakota Datebook for November 16th. Researchers in the late 1800s found that older farmers resisted new advances in agriculture. This was supported by the response of rural North Dakotans to the establishment of the North Dakota Agricultural College. The farmers wondered what a bunch of college boys could possibly teach them about farming. But the same researchers discovered that young people living on farms were more open to new ideas and more likely to experiment, and were able to introduce new ways to the older farmers. The roots of this approach go back to the early 1800s. An agricultural journal called The American Farmer encouraged farmers to report on problems they encountered and how they solved them. While such sharing was an important advance, there still wasn't much done to involve young people. That began to change with a grassroots effort in 1902 with the establishment of after-school agricultural clubs in Ohio and Minnesota. By 1912, several agricultural clubs consolidated and took the name 4-H, with the familiar four-leaf clover as its symbol. A formal national agriculture club for young people was born. Another important step took place in 1914, when the Cooperative Extension System was created. This means of sharing new methods and products was a partnership between the Department of Agriculture and land-grant universities. On this date in 1922, the United States Department of Agriculture kicked off the Better Sires, Better Stock campaign. A study showed that local livestock shows and state fairs were important in producing quality domestic animals. As parents showed interest in developing good stock, their children were more likely to understand the importance. An article in the Hope Pioneer newspaper reported on a suggestion from the Agricultural Department that purebred animals would make suitable birthday and Christmas gifts for children. It was a gift that would keep on giving. The newspaper noted that gifts of livestock are not only acceptable in themselves, but with proper handling, multiply and give pleasure, satisfaction, and financial benefits for an indefinite period. Today, the Extension Service at North Dakota State University and institutions in other states still partner with 4-H to involve young people in agriculture. It's a program available in every North Dakota county. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.